You're listening to a 95 BFM podcast.
No guards, no masters, only helpful advice.
It's Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
Morena Justine, how are you today?
Morena Rachel, I'm well.
Good to chat with you. Woof, there's a lot going on in the employment space politically.
Sure,
there's lots we could talk about today, but I think let's keep it basic because we've got people who've got weird things happening in their workplaces and hopefully we can help them out.
100%.
We've got someone here who says their phone is cooked. They can't afford to buy a new one, but they need it for work. It works for my purposes, but not for everything I need to do in my job. Can I ask for one from my boss?
So the answer to that is absolutely yes. Ask your boss to provide the equipment you need to do your job. There are, you know, like increasingly there are some employers who will ask employees to bring their own equipment. And I would encourage you to just have a look at the stipulations around that, because at the end of the day, for the equipment that they need for you to do your job, they get a tax deductible on it, and they really should be providing it. If you have no reason to replace your personal phone other than work reasons, you have to have a conversation with your boss. And I think I bet it would go well, actually. So, yes, please have that conversation with your boss. They should be able to provide you with a phone at the very least that, you know, is rudiment, like, you know, just is able to do the job they want you to do with it.
Absolutely. That's good to know. What would you recommend as a good way to start that conversation? Because even if it's in your rights, can be a bit of an awkward thing to be like, can you buy me a new phone?
Well, no, I would just literally say, look, my phone does what I needed to do in my personal life. But, you know, I would illustrate the problem. So I'd be really clear about what the issue is. Like, you know, it's not fast enough or whatever, and just show them and demonstrate that. But it's a bit of a grey area. Like I said, like some workplaces, you know, you bring your own laptop, which I just find kind of incredible in a bad way. So, you know, it really is on us to have those conversations. But they want you to do your job. So I'm really, really sure that they'll be able to come up, you know, with a solution for you. So it's more about just demonstrating the problem. And it's just like, and I think it's explaining, like, look, I can't afford it, but two, I don't need it.
Yeah.
You need me to do my job, right?
Yeah. mutually beneficial for me to get
exactly.
a new phone. Totally.
Mutually assured benefit.
Exactly. Matt. All right. We've got some other ones here. What else, Stell, has come through?
Someone said, I'm worried my work is in for a round of layoffs, but my boss is being cagey about it. Do they have to be honest about that kind of thing legally?
They have to eventually be honest when they formally, you know, notify people that there is going to be a redundancy process. But up until that moment, no, you know, it's not like if you ask them, they legally have to tell you. Until things are formalized, they often can't as well. So I'm really sorry to this person, and, you know, I think trust your gut, to be honest. If you think your boss is being cagey, you know, it may well be. I'm not saying it is, but no, they have to notify you when it's formalized, and it will be in writing, and it will be, you know, there will be meetings. But up until that point, they often can't, because, you know, maybe there hasn't been a final decision being made. Yeah.
Right. Okay. That is really helpful to know. I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of people having that sort of stress at the moment.
Yeah. Exactly. It's incredibly unstable time,
absolutely. Someone here's on a full-time contract. They're paid hourly wages, but they're not receiving pay slips. Can they ask their work to provide them?
Yeah, this is another grey area in the law. So, fun fact, your employer, for some reason, I think this is a huge gap in New Zealand employment law, doesn't have to provide you with a pay slip.
Oh.
Well, most do, because it makes sense to do so, right?
You know, absolutely.
Transparency between the worker and boss. What they do need to provide you if you request it is what's called wage and time records, which is, basically a much more detailed, elaborate, and hard-to-read record of every hour, you know, every shift you've worked, your holiday, pay accumulation, your sick leave. It can be quite difficult to, like decode. But that is what you can request. So it might be in their interest, instead of having to go through those wage and time records, to provide you with a payslip. So maybe that's the conversation you want to have. It's like, well, I'd really like to understand what's going on here, so I'm going to have to request wage and time records unless we can start providing payslips.
Yeah, absolutely. And payslip surely is also easier for everybody involved. It's another one of those mutually, you know, beneficial things.
MAB. Mutually shared benefits.
If people are feeling a bit weird about their jobs at the moment, Justine, good time as ever to join a union. How do you go about finding out who's your union? Union near you.
Love it. So the Council of Trade Unions, .org.nz, you can, if you look them up, they're there, and they have a neat little tool where you can put in your industry and it'll come up with what union covers you. You know, a lot of the private sector workforce isn't covered by unions. It's a great time to unionise your workplace. So, you know, that means looking to get let's aim high, 50% of workers in a worksite in a union. And that really, you know, like, you being in a union gives you protection. You being with your co-workers in the union gives you strength and power. So it's a really good time for us to bring unions back, because I think we're seeing what happens when bosses and the government just has total power over our lives, right? And it's not cool or fair, so let's join unions.
Hard out. Hey, thank you, Justine. Have a great morning. Solidarity forever, and we'll see you in a fortnight.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Yeah. Take that, the man.
Red Dead Redemption with Auckland Union representative Justine Sachs.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.